Now joined with Brandon Santawana. Big game here tonight for you guys, game one. It's going to be your last postseason as a junior A hockey player. Just talk me through the emotions that you're feeling right now and an excitement for tonight's game.
Yeah, I'm definitely super excited for tonight. There's nothing like playoffs and just excited to get things going.
And you've been through it before. This is going to be your third time going to the postseason, 19 games combined in the playoffs before tonight's game. What do you remember from the postseason and just how it gets to this next level and in terms of physicality and that next level of excitement?
Yeah, everyone's definitely moving at 120% in these postseason games. So it's nice to get out there early, get a couple first physical hits and shifts. So yeah, that'll help.
And you guys met the Spruce Kings seven times in the regular season, so obviously familiar opponents with them. You've seen the way they play. What's going to be the key for your team to get the edge over the seven-game series?
Definitely not to back down from them. They're a physical team, but as long as we stay just as physical as them and get pucks to the net, we'll be quite all right.
And you speak about the terms of their size and the physicality that they have. What's it going to take from your team to get to that next level of physicality and bring it here every night for the seven-game series?
Just to play for each other and know that your teammates are there to back you up every shift. And yeah, just to play for each other.
And my last question for you, you're going to be taking a look back, obviously, at a long time here in the BCHL. What is your fondest memory and how are you looking forward to bringing that here tonight for your final run in the postseason?
I don't really have a fondest memory, but, you know, just cherishing every day with the guys, going out to eat with them every day. But yeah, just cherishing every moment. And, yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with head coach of the Seminar Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, game one of the postseason, obviously a long 54-game stretch, and you guys end up meeting up with the Prince George Spruce Kings. Just walk me through the expectations and then how you get ready for this big seven, best of seven series.
Yeah, I guess everybody's always expectation is to win four, I guess, to start with. So, but at the end of the day, we got to win today and to take care of that. So it's one of those things, is a lot of work goes into a 54 game year, and we accomplished the home ice thing, which we wanted. So we've accomplished some things that we wanted to over the course of the regular season, but it's also one of those things, is you want to win as many games as we can here. It's an exciting time of the year. We got to see it last year. The fans come out, the building's going to be a good environment. Some of our guys got kind of that feel for it last year, and it maybe ended sooner than we wanted it to. So hopefully we can make it last a little bit longer this spring here, and we can kind of continue to play as long as we can.
You guys met Prince George seven times in the regular season, obviously a very close season series. You guys had the edge 4-3. What do you expect from this Prince George group, and then how do you guys continue to battle on the night-to-night basis?
Yeah, the good part about PG is you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a physical team that plays a hard brand of hockey that's going to make things difficult. So when we're looking at things and during the week, is we're pretty familiar here with these guys, and it's been close. Like, the numbers are close. The games against these guys are close. So it's going to be a fun series, and it's going to come down to, I guess, minor details and mistakes that happen throughout the series that can change momentum, and hopefully we're on the good side of that here. So, but they are going to play hard. That's what we know about them, so we got to be prepared for that.
And taking a look back at your guys' season, what are the tendencies and consistencies you're hoping to bring into the postseason that you saw from your group, and is there anything you're wanting to change as we get going here in game number one?
I think it's the thing I want and trying to get through to our group is just our ability not to ride the roller coaster a little bit. I think we need to be a little bit more even. Like, we need to kind of, sometimes we have our A and sometimes we have like our C minus game, and the disparity between the two are too far away. In the playoffs, games are tight, series are short. You can't have the lapses maybe that we did during the regular season at times. You need to be a heck of a lot more consistent, and your effort needs to be there on a consistent basis to obviously get to four first. So I would just say our level of consistency and compete on a shift-to-shift basis is what I'm hoping here for, a little bit more than what we saw on a consistent basis in the regular season.
And last question for you, just taking a look at the specialty teams over the course of the season series. You guys both had quite a few penalties on either side. Obviously, that's going to come with a physical battle. But in terms of using that to your edge, was there any work done in this week in preparing for the specialty team battles? And how do you guys get the edge in that category?
Yeah, with the series being so close, it's something that we worked on a ton because that can be the difference between the series, winning it and losing it. So spend a lot of time on both sides of it. We obviously want to be the more disciplined group. It's, I tell these guys, we can live with the hard penalties and we'll kill those off. It's the ones, ozone penalties kill us, and the hookings and the holdings coming from a lazy tendencies, not moving our feet, are the ones that'll kill us in a series. So we got to stay away from those. And if we do take the boardings or the harder penalties and stuff like that, I'm pretty sure we can kill those off for the group. So, but we did spend at length a lot of time working on both. So hopefully it shows here throughout the series.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Welcome back in. Now joined with Director of Communications and Broadcasting for the Prince George Spruce Kings, Ethan Reddy. Ethan, big series here between the Silverbacks and the Spruce Kings, 4-5. What are you expecting? Obviously, we saw each other quite a bit in the regular season, 7 games total. What do you like about the series, and then what do you expect over these next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think we saw each other so much that you're probably on my Christmas card list now. So, but yeah, 7 meetings over the course of the season, 3 different buildings. This was probably the most unique season series of this season across the BCHL, just with, you know, 3 meetings here in the Shaw Center, 2 meetings in Burns Lake for the BCHL Roadshow, and then 2 meetings at Copar Memorial Arena up in Prince George. Tightly contested, and it's interesting because I feel like the way the season ended was the perfect definition of how this season series also went, where, you know, our season series, we had more points through those games, but it was you guys that ended up having, you know, the more wins of the season series. So tight battles, I'm expecting, and in all honesty, it seems like it's being said across the league where, you know, of any of the first round series, this might be the one that goes the distance with just how tightly contested it is. Great goaltending on both sides, strong defense on either side as well. You know, each of us have, you know, 1 or 2 D-men that kind of play that point guard role. And yeah, I think this is definitely going to be a very exciting series, probably the most exciting one in the BCHL.
And something you touched on a little bit there is the goaltending. Obviously, on your side, we saw 2 goaltenders put up great performances on different nights. Different starter here than maybe some expected potentially for the first game here with Jordan Fairley not getting the start. But 2 goaltenders put up great performances against Salmon Arm this season. What was it that ended up being the difference maker, do you think, in ultimately leaving to be Aiden Fadama getting the start here tonight?
That's the thing. I think that any one of our guys could easily be putting in that starting role. And in all honesty, like, I do feel like it's probably a game time decision of whether it's Fairley or whether it's Fadama. Just with, you know, obviously Fairley had a really strong start to the season. Fadama had a really strong finish to the season, and in all honesty, probably was the one that won the most games towards the end of the season for us when Fairley had his struggles. But at the same time, Aiden also had his struggles over the course of the season, adjusting to the BCHL after playing last year in the AJHL. So yeah, I mean, I think it at the same time, when it comes to, you know, our coaches, like, they're trying to see who they can have that confidence in moving forward, especially ahead of a playoff run. You know, goaltending isn't that type of position you want to be questioning. So it's going to be whoever they think they're going to get that consistency out of.
And one more question for you here. Obviously, you guys, Salmon Arm and Prince George, very closely contested this year. We talked about it. 3 of the 7 meetings go to overtime. So what is going to make the final difference in your opinion? Obviously, this looks like a series that could go to 7 games. So if there's going to be one thing that you're picking out from either side, what do you think the difference maker is going to be?
I think for us, and this has been something that we've struggled in doing over the course of the season, you know, when we're playing our best, it's a physical brand of hockey. You know, we're the ones making those first hits. And I think that's what we're going to have to do right from the opening faceoff here. At the same time, you guys have had arguably the best goalie in the BCHL in Matthew Tuvel. And when we've had success against you guys, it's been when we've been forcing him to go post to post. It's been when we've kind of create that chaos in front of the net. And that's the way, you know, in a, I guess, a biased way to answer your question, that's how we're going to find success in this series, is essentially breaking down that last line of defense.
Awesome. Well, Bushy, best luck over this next 7-game series, and looking forward to working next to you.
Awesome. Thank you very much.